But for now, it's time to talk to Noorde Perels Kinderkies. Heinrich is the first team captain. Liema is the netball captain. It's lovely to have you guys in studio. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Come closer to the mic. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Get nice into the mic. It's good to have you guys. Yeah, it's good to have you here. My first question goes to you, Heinrich. Afrikaans natuurlijk. How has preparation for the derby been for you as captain of Noorde Perels?
Het is zover is het goed, maar die op die veld gaan het nog net zo een beetje hier en daar een beetje moeilijk, want die mannen luisteren niet zo goed niet. Maar via dan is alles goed.
Is this your first time captaining the first team, or is it the second time? How many years now?
My first year.
Your first year, okay.
Maar
so
nou is mijn tweede jaar wat de first team speel, maar
first time my, captain.
Yeah.
Who told you, where were you, wie het veel gesê, that you are now captain? It's a question I want to know. Wie het vir jou gesê, Heinrich, kiki, puta, kaptein van die eerste span?
Coach Warwick.
Coach Warwick. Is it the same?
Sê hy nie.
There's another coach.
Maar hy het vir my ook gesê, kiki, eerste span kaptein van die.
How did you feel about that?
Ek het gestres.
Why did you stress?
Dat is net stressvol van al die oors op jou gerig, weg die hele jaar. As jy fout maak, allemaal kyk vir jou.
Definitely. Okay. That's true. And you, Liema, how has preparation for the derby been for you and your team?
It's been going well, but nerve-wracking at the same time since it's my last year.
Yes.
This year in high school. So it's quite a lot of pressure for me and for my team, but I hope everything will go well.
How are you feeling with the team that you have this year?
I feel very confident about my team. I trust them and yeah.
First time or second time captaining?
This is my first time, actually.
How you feel about that? So I've got two first time captains here with me in studio. How has that been?
It's very nerve-wracking,
Yeah. Obviously.
But I am very proud of myself, and I'm sure I can handle it.
Heinrich, die wedstrijden wat jullie nou gespeeld het, jij en jouw span, how does the team look for you as well? Despite the issues, the touch and goes, do you feel that how you've played this season, you can do a bit different for the derby?
Ja, ons kan een beetje, ons kan beter gaan derby te, het klinkt zo lekker. Ons kan die derby win, maar niet min als ons, als een span samen zo van, allemaal wil niet hulle eet ding doen op die veld.
And has that been a struggle for you as a captain?
Yeah.
Has it been addressed? Do you guys talk about these things as jylle span bouw praat jylle oor?
Ons praat baie oor, want het so is, as het halftime is, dan praat ons dat oor.
How has the season been so far for you? Like, in terms of games, how you guys have played, how has it been for you and the team?
Het was goed.
Just good?
Yeah.
There's nothing more to say.
But, niet as ons sê, as ons verloor en dan hang allemaal so koppe.
Understandably. And to you, Liema, how has your netball season been so far?
It's been amazing. We've won almost all our games, but we lost against a team from England, the team that was touring South Africa recently. But yes, the season has been great for us, and yeah.
If you look statistics at your season so far, are you confident in winning the derby?
I'm very confident.
I asked this question, but Amal, everybody was talking about boys, I had very derby. To say, if you look statistic-wise at how many games they've won, and how many games they've played, and how they rank in the country, hulle gaat die derby win nie. I said, Kapow and I was still talking about it, to say, boy, Gam was ranking second, and Boyza was running 5th, 6th, 7th round about there. It fluctuated, so just gonna have to help you, Vinny. That's the question. That's where my question comes from. I've asked now last week as well, statistic-wise, when if you win all your games, right? Obviously, a derby is different.
Yes.
It's not the same. You've never played against this school. You only play against the school once a year. And but if you win most of your games, that means you have a strong team. That means you have faith in your team enough to say that when we play this coming Saturday or whenever your derby is, Liema, I can confidently say that my team can win. Because statistic-wise, if you look back at the season, I've won most of my games. My team is ready. My team is stronger. Do you understand what
yes.
I'm trying to say? So I also want to know from you, Heinrich, what is your expectations for the derby this coming Saturday? How much faith can you place to say my team winning the derby.
I'm 100% seker ons kan die derby
win. Wow, kuri Engels. You're talking English now. But like, what is your expectations for yourself as a player? What are you hoping for in terms for when you play the derby?
My expectations.
Yeah. So wat verwag jy as jy op die veld op gaan? Like, you obviously you sit back for a moment before you go on the field and say, ek wil so speel. I want to do this. I want to be like this. I want to lead my team to victory. What is your thoughts on that?
My gedagte by is,
yeah. I'll ask Lee about the question, okay. And I'll ask her the question. What do you think about that? Same question goes to you. What is your expectations for yourself and the team that you are currently captaining?
I don't want to say high expectations for myself, yeah. Because I know that things can be very nerve-wracking, which can cause a lack of confidence at times. Yes. We all know that, especially as players. But yeah, I believe in myself as captain, and I believe that I can lead a very strong team to the derby.
Mm.
So yeah, that's...
When is your derby?
It's on Thursday.
Mm. Is it at Boilo's?
Yes.
Oh, was it? Andrea, can I come back to you now on that question? What is your expectations?
My
coach is busy typing here something. Are you ready? Okay, let's hear it.
Ek gaan die hardste voorspeel in my span op die regte manier lei van ek het amper die hele jaar die span lekker gelei nie. Maar derby te ja, gaan jy mis anders te wees as
definitely.
As dat die voorheen gewees het.
I have a question for the both of you. Obviously, you guys play against Polos only once a year, right? You guys feel right after the derby is done, you guys should just play against one another just again, just to make sure. Like
just to make sure just, which one
yeah,
won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like just like a little friendly to say, but like, derby time, it was so funny. It was so funny. It was almost so funny. But derby pressure. I also just want to know a quick question from you guys. Firstly, to you, Liam, the Netball World Cup that took place. South Africa ranked sixth in terms of how they played. How did you feel about that? Was it like, obviously it was expectations. South Africa was the host country. Did you expect more from South Africa, or was what they put out just what they could put out?
I'm actually very proud of South Africa, because we know South Africa, I wouldn't say they're not a strong team, but they were very strong teams in the World Cup, especially with New Zealand. I was very proud of them with a New Zealand match, because they could draw with New Zealand. So they gave me a bit of confidence, but I believe they lost their cool in the game against Uganda, because they needed, I think it was 62 points to qualify for the semi-final, but unfortunately that happened. But as the host country, I believe as South Africans, we should still be proud of them, because they worked their best. And yeah,
do you take a lot from what you watched on the Netball World Cup and you come back to your team and you say, we could play like this, we could strategize like this? Do you do that? Do you take outside inspiration a lot of it and you put it into your team?
I actually do. I have a little booklet that I write down. And whenever there's an international match, I take down notes. I tell the shooters, you can do this. For example, Borchiter, how she plays. I tell them, you can do this. But don't put pressure on yourself, because like, people are not the same.
Mm.
And especially with our defenders, I want them to take so much inspiration from Phumza Maweni. Because we saw her in that match against New Zealand, that lost intercept. So I want everyone to take a bit of inspiration from the South African team, especially from the defenders.
Heinrich, last question to you before I let both of you go. The Rugby World Cup is coming up. The squad was announced. What is your thoughts? What is your gedagtes? What do you think of the team so far? Iman het gesê, hulle het weer 4 scrum-offs. I don't understand what that is about. I still don't understand. Why can you not have 4? I do not understand. But what is your 2 cents on the Rugby World Cup and the team that has been announced?
Soos die team gelyk het, dink ek hulle kan die World Cup weer wen, maar Frans gaat hulle bietjie in pad steek.
Who do you think is the most capable team of winning the World Cup?
Frans.
France, you backing France? Ek wou nou amper sê iemand weer, nee, is maar weer die All Blacks. En somebody says the Wallabies and sê, wie gaan maar nou weer vir die Wallabies skree? En Alphanai, is it your last year for both of you in high school?
Yes.
It's your last year.
Yes.
Last week's captain was also the final year. Can I just tell you guys that when you're done playing, you must cry, no? Don't be afraid to cry. Shed a lot of tears. It's your loss. These are the moments, no? When you, like me, when you watch it as a spectator, the vibes are not the same. Derby, it fully dissolved, and because now you're not watching it, there's not the chaos anymore. You must embrace these last moments. It's only going to get better. Life gets better, obviously, out of high school. Most of the time, it does. But you must grasp these memories. This is your last time captaining a team. This is your last time having derby. Derby chaos, it's going to be coming. So cry when you get the chance. Embrace your teammates, and thank you, coaches. Thank you.
Thank you,
Marvin. Can you just give me the details on what is taking place, which games are when, and entry fees, and how people can, you know, get tickets, support, and things like that?
Okay, good evening. Okay, so the derby, actually, we had our derby opening or learner function today, so officially started today with the chess and the table tennis. And then our next matches will be conducted on Thursday, which will be our first of all, it will be the basketball, which is an open team at Noordepaal High School. And then we move along to the Boilo field, where we will play the netball. And Liama will lead our team. The matches starts at 2 o'clock, and the first team will play at 4 o'clock. Okay, and so that, and also fact, we're making, I feel, history this year, as we will be also streaming the netball on the Super Sport Schools app, so it will be streamed live.
That's exciting.
You see the smile, so it's a lot of excitement for the netball players. And then after that, we obviously, it's the Friday, and the Friday we have our soccer team. Okay, which we're very proud of, a very, very good soccer team. And the matches also starts at 2 o'clock, which with the final being at 4 o'clock the afternoon. Yes, we also have a girls soccer team that also compete, and all of this will be streamed live as well. Okay. And after that, we will have the ex-students that will play at Boy Lowfield as well, their derby game. That's the Friday for the weekly program.
All the best to you and your school. I hope you guys excree for NPDR. There's Paulus. Hasn't Ian listened to Paulus? He's standing, man, but I know I'm supporting this year.
Luister, ek kan niks sê nie, maar vir julle twee kapteine, vir julle wil ek nie sê, ek kan nie veel onder druk sit nie, maar daar is baie wat op julle skouers rus. En dit is 'n proud geskiedenis wat NP het. En julle moet weet, as soos die mense uitgestiek het daar by die K1 Orleans Derby, gaan die mense uitstiek nog, hulle gaan nog groter wees by die Sadrakse wedstryd, want baie van ons ouers en hulle ouers was daar by Noordeperel. So dit is belangrik. Geniet dit. Maar ek weet nie, ek gaan nie sê nie, as een lissie, maar alright, sterkte van die, en van my meneer, ek wil nie vir jou sê, baie dankie dat julle ingekom het, en sterkte met alles.
One more thing?
Ja, ek wil gewoon net vinnig dan die Saterdag program deurgee, en dit sal dan nou wees, die toegangsfooi is R40 vir leerders, en dan nou R50 vir volwassenes, en ons eerste wedstryd sal dan nou 10:00 begin, en is hoofwedstryd wat Heinrich Span sal by skool sal lei, en dit sal 4:00 die middag wees op Forestraat.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Die wedstryd word ook gestream, of wat?
Dit word ook live gestream, maar ek wil graag hê dat ons gemeenskap in groot getalle uitkom om vir skool te kom ondersteun.
Live rugby is anyway better than watching it on the TV. Weet ons aan nie. It's the best way to watch rugby. There's no other. So come and support. This is the derby for the locals.
Hendrik is nervous, he's so, man.
Like what we talked about. Don't be nervous, man. Just go out there, guns blazing. Da-da-da-da-da. In my last year, no. Spill your heart out, man. It's the first and the last time. It's like, it's going to be good. Don't be nervous. There we go. Excellent for NPDR.
Thank you.
Off to the music. Here it is.
We have new showtime. KC Breakfast, 6 to 9. KC at Work, 9 to 12. KC Lunch, 12 to 3. KC Drive, 3 to 6. Only on KC 107.7. From Saron to Simondium, this is KC 107.7 FM.
Summer, Kaigo with Hot Stuff. It's 42 minutes past 7. Welcome to KC Monday Night Sports with myself, Dylan Kapow. You are tuned in. It's Derby Month at Iperil. We are talking to the schools that host and participate in the Derby, and we, you know, interact with them, the first team captain and the netball captain, of course. We talk to them. Wait, I need to move my chair quickly. There we go. Much better. We talk to them. We interact with them. We get to know a little bit behind the scenes about what's going on with their preparation, how they prepared for the Derby, of course, in a sense. So this year, Noord-Iperil is hosting against Polis. Kapausem was Ian Lassinus Polis. My yammer, I have to shout for the opposing team. You understand now? It's just business, yeah. It's just business. I've got the first team captain in studio, and I've got the first team netball captain in studio with me tonight. Good evening, guys. How's it going?
Hoe is het?
That's such a rugby thing to say, cool and calm. How has preparation been for the derby so far?
Ons is goed voorbereid. Mm. Ons is reg. Die manne het mekaar gevind aan die begin van die jaar.
Mm.
Ja, ons is reg op Saterdag.
And you, how has preparation for your team been?
My voorbereiding was baie goed. Het was baie goed voorbereid om die derby te win die jaar. Die Noord-Iperilse eerste netbalspan. En ja, soos het zover gaan, het was alles baie goed. Het alles net goed gedoen. Elke game gewen.
So far your season has been good.
A very good season.
Wait, say again?
Wat was die uitslag vir die jaar in vergelijking die rugby gewen vir die jaar?
Hoe is die rugby verloor? Tragisch. My eerste interskole vir Paulus Joubert was okay. Laatste jaar. So, het was baie hard op my, persoonlijk. Ja.
En die netbal?
Die netbal ook baie goed gewen. Het was my eerste derby van Paulus Joubert school. Ook vir gewen, ja.
That brings me to another question. Is this your first time, second time captaining the first team? What's it been like now for you?
Is my eerste keer as leier vir die span. En dat is een groot voorig. Ek was deel voorig wat ek gekry het om ons Paulus Joubert die span te lei.
And you?
Het is my eerste jaar wat ek captain is vir Paulus Joubert sy eerste netbalspan. En ek is baie trots op myself dat ek Paulus netbalspan sy captain gewees.
Who told you guys? Obviously I can assume your captains told you, but was it something you expected? Like I told NPC Canucks now, so is it your coach weer gekom en gesê, puta, sasi, there's no captain. How was that? Did you know that you were going to be captain?
Ik was positief dat ik die kaptein gaat wees. Maar toen ik die tijd dan krijg, baie trots, hij is al wat ik kan zien.
En jou?
Ik het tegen wie tegen het captain is, als mijn coach altijd van me gezegd tegen het captain is, als ik niet coach, ik wil die captain is, maar uiteindelijk, dus ik nou die captain van niet van Paulus en niet baas, eerste spel.
That brings me to another one. Your season so far, depending on how you've won or lost games, how do you feel that it's put you forward for the derby? Can you confidently say, despite how you played, how your season has been, you're very confident in the derby?
Ja, ons het een baie goeie seizoen gehad in die liga, soos wat die liga begin het. Het ons baie goed gevaar in die liga, ons het 2 verloor in die liga eindelijk. Ja, soos, daar is wat ons confidence gebouw het, om die groot week aan te vat.
En jou?
Ons het baie goed gevaar in die seizoen, ook nog een game verloor het. Ja, so, ook vir ons mooi voorbereid vir die derby, ook klip hard gespeel, of reality, harde games was hier, maar ook het voor jou waard gemaakt, zodat ons die derby die kan winnen.
What is your expectations for yourself on the derby day and for your team? How do you feel that you've prepared for the derby?
Ons verwachting is dat ons saam uitgaan as broers. Ons vertrouwen in elkaar zit. Ja, ons sal het vir ons jou lekker maak op die dag.
Ja.
Ek vertrouw dat net my spanmaats dit een goeie game sal het. En net vir NP wees waarvan ons gemaakt is. En alhoewel die beste span om net wen en na die wen moet ons allemaal net wees soos familie wees soos altijd gewees het.
Jylle het nou die derby gekyk nou vir die derby van tussen K1 en die Orleans. Is daar iets wat jylle opgetel het, wat jylle miskien kon iets geleer het uit die spel vir albere rugby? Kom ek praat van die rugby se kant af?
Ja, alle discipline van beide kante was toen nie soos het moet wees. Dat was een goeie game. Dat was een goeie game. Dat was lekker om alle rugby te kan gekyk het. Soos, sy sien goed wat jy nie moet doen nie, in so'n wedstrijd, een derby wedstrijd.
En van die netbal, weet jy hoe die netbal wedstrijd gekyk het, is daar iets wat jy miskien opgetel het en so?
Ek kon nie raad kyk het die van ons het in laboreer speel, maar soos ek kon gehoor het en kon soos mense video's gemaakt het en my gewys het, was ek baie verbaas dat Kayen van Hoereperel hier jaar gewen het, met 2 punte. Ek was baie verbaas, nadat die Orleans elke jaar volle gewin, was ek baie verbaas.
Het smaak me, jy speel vir die Pink Ladies. Speel vir die Pink Ladies, hy aksie, speel nie die aksie netbal of so nie.
Do you play action netbal?
Ja.
Oh.
Ja, nee, dis wat ek moet sê, man, die aksie netbal en hy, dit maak die girls nog meer sterker, ja. You know, en is agressieve speel hy, maar, is daar boodskap wat jy vir jou spanmaats wil leergee, of vir jou africhters?
My boodskap van my spanmaats en van my africhters, ek wil net sê, dat donderdag is gaat een groot dag wees voor ons, en dat ons allemaal net ons gedag, gaat sal hero, en ons allemaal net ons dagjes sal geniet, en ek wil net dankie sê van my spanmaats, dat hulle reerdere jare dagen wees het vir my, en vir my kon help het, om voor self steker te maak, en ek wil net dankie sê van my coach, wat elke dag voor ons kon oefenen.
Coach en naam?
Wendy Jaartsenberg. En ik wil het dankjes even. Want ze was elke dag, als ze dat tijd opgeoffer, alhoewel ze nog niet aan moet gaan weken, maar ze dat tijd opgeoffer om voor ons te oefenen. Dank je weer voor haar geluk. Wat ook elke dag voor ons kon gekoetsen.
En jou?
Van mijn span wil ik niet zien. Change bij je steek toch. Het was een groot voorrecht om samen jullie mijn laatste jaar van school rugby te kunnen genieten. Ik is lief voor jullie. Jullie weten dat is altijd zo'n ding voor die game. En ons span moet ons. Ons kan, ons zal en ons wil ons beste geven. Ten alle tijden. In alles wat we doen. En aan onze coaches. Baie dankie coach Kali Roos. Voor die moeite. Wat coach altijd voor ons inzet. Meneer Untung. Coach Ronnie. Coach Erik. Voor die live lessons na elke oefening. Ons waardeer het bij je. Dank je dat jullie ons weet. Ons is soms moeilijk. Maar dank je dat jullie altijd daar is voor ons. En ons gehoord. Ons beoog. Gehoord om jullie trots te maken. Jij na week.
Best of luck. It's your both of you guys' last years in high school?
As my, ik ben nog een jaar oog.
Oh, I'll talk to you then. All the best of luck. May your final year be something that you hold tight to your heart too. May it be the best derby you've ever played. The last one is always the most emotional one. It always touches your heart. It always makes you feel funny inside because you're never going to play with this man again. Hold them tight. May your last practice, obviously you guys had your last practice. Best of luck to the derbies, to both of you. I hope you guys be successful. Best team, may they win. But to the best of luck to the both of you guys.
Oh yeah, thank you.
No problem. Oh, the other one I wanted to ask. You watched the Netball World Cup, didn't you? How was that for you, South Africa?
South Africa's game was for me very tough. And I was not happy with what it made. Alhoewel hulle nog nie eerste plek of tweede plek geleer het, maar ek is baie trots op Suid-Afrika en ek hoop net dat die volgende World Cup sal hulle maar net beter doen.
The first team captain of an NPC said that France seems like the team to beat in the World Cup. Do you agree with how South Africa's squad looks, or is it something you can say, okay, nah, South Africa 2 in a row for them?
France is 'n goeie span, maar die boksquad is goed. Die twee penalite wat daarin is baie dangerous. Maar alles reg, ek is jou bok en ek geloof in hulle.
Ach, dank
je. Ja, en julle het moes vir Kirtley. Kirtley, kom ons af van julle af, ne?
Dat is korrek.
Sien?
Ja, dat is net belangrijk, want Tyler het nog een ding, jy kan sê All Black.
Ja, because I've got like 4 messages here that say All Black has very derby, what now? Die World Cup win. They likes to lie. Hulle likes lieg. As a booker. I don't know now so like about Siya Kulisi and the injury and how he's gonna captain, but you know,